Generally speaking, it's better to be sober than drunk, especially on a Monday afternoon. Granted, we may not always feel that way emotionally, but trust me on this. Your boss will appreciate it. As far as I can tell, the main reason most people get seriously drunk is to escape. Escape their problems, escape dealing with reality. And there are many other ways to do this than through alcohol. For example, instead of worrying about our problems, we can obsess over those of Tiger Woods. Personally, I've had to face the fact that the golfer's love life is unlikely to have any impact on me, since both my significant other and I are old enough to be his parents. You, dear listener, as much as it pains me to say it, are also extremely unlikely to be involved in a romantic twist with the world's most athletic billionaire. Yet, in the last week, I've had people ask me what I thought about Tiger with the sort of earnestness that used to be reserved for questions of war and peace. I suppose there's no great harm in this, except that evading reality is usually a bad thing if you keep it up long enough. The city of Detroit is now emerging from an unreality binge that lasted years and did a lot of damage. The Motor City was run for years by mayors who refused to deal with the city's shrinking economic base other than to blame it on racism. That culminated in the reign of a self-indulgent man-child who thought the city was his playpen. Today, the city's being run by grown-ups who are trying to assess and cope with the damage. The same is true with Detroit's public schools, which at last are being run by a rational and competent expert, emergency financial manager Robert Bob. However, the state of Michigan still hasn't come in from the cold. The state legislature has a week left before they take yet another long vacation, and they're still dithering over some basic education reforms. If they don't get them done, they'll lose $400 million in federal race-to-the-top education money. When they come back in January, they have another serious issue to deal with. Our roads are falling apart, and lack of funds has forced construction projects to be delayed. Unless we get them going again, we'll lose millions more in federal funds. Everyone wants the roads to be fixed. The easiest way to get the cash and secure the federal money that's just sitting there will be to boost the gas tax 9 cents a gallon. That makes sense, except for that hated word, tax. Republicans have sworn to oppose any tax, no matter how much sense it makes. But there may be hope. Pam Burns, the House Transportation Committee chair, has a solution. She knows her colleagues are allergic to any talk of taxes, so she intends to present this as an investment in economic development. After all, she added, we're not going to be able to attract people to our state when our roads are crumbling and our bridges are being closed down. That may be the most sensible thing said in Lansing all year. How our fellow lawmakers react ought to give us some indication as to whether there's any hope of sobriety in the state capital yet.